Hello and welcome to the Responsible Management Podcast from the University of Bradford School of Management. My name is David Spicer. I'm the school's Director of Business and Community Engagement and delighted once again to be hosting the podcast. Slight change from our typical format today. I'm delighted to be joined by Professor Yvonne Mugan. Yvonne is the new Director of the School of Management here at the University. She joined us 6 months ago, having previously led Hull University Business School, and before that led online education and apprenticeships at Leeds University Business School. Yvonne's a highly engaged academic with over 30 years' experience of HE leadership, as well as a background and research interest in marketing and leadership. Welcome, Yvonne.
Thank you.
So we thought, obviously, you've been here 6 months, it's a good opportunity to kind of catch up with you as the new director of the school. But we thought in terms of kind of the topic, to talk a bit about the challenges for business looking forward into 2026. It's been a tumultuous 2025 so far. I almost don't want to attempt that. I'm recording in August. We've got 4 months to go. But our focus in the podcast is around responsible management. So to start with that, the first question we always ask all of our contributors is, what does responsible management mean for you?
So I think it's the whole spectrum, ethics, values, sustainability. Here at Bradford Management School, we have the PRIM or the PRIME, Principles Responsible Management Education, and it's how we embed that within curriculum, influence how students behave as well as staff, and it's how we create those transferable skills. So yes, ethics is a part of it, yes, sustainability, but also cultural values and the British norms and how we sign up for those. That's how I interpret it. And I think it's to do with behaviour and attitudes as well. We deliver it really well in the school, but we're always learning. And I think it is such a topical area that it's important that it sort of infiltrates in every single module.
Brilliant. Yeah. And it's a business reality now as well, isn't it? So I'm not going to count up our joint years of experience in HE because it gets to a very big number. But in terms of kind of how business attitudes to responsibility have changed in the last 30, 40 years. It's gone from being something we didn't think about to accept in certain cases to being, oh, yes, we need to consider CSR, to being the kind of the lifeblood or a natural part of organisations today, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think if you look at corporate social responsibility, it's more key. Teenagers, I think, have an incredibly hard time, much harder than when I was growing up. But they are more conscious, they're more aware. They look at companies that invest in sustainability and carbon neutrality, etc. They look at climate, they look at all the SDGs. So I think our young people are very, very much more aware of the types of businesses they want to work for. They're more conscious that money perhaps is not the be-all and end-all. There are other values that they look for in how a company treats the staff, how they invest responsibly. So I think covers all areas of business. And I do believe, particularly our students and young adults, are very, very much more savvy towards that mindset.
Brilliant. And certainly one of the things that, we've seen in terms of the work that we've been doing under the auspices of HERN, the Yorkshire and Humber policy kind of network that we've been involved in, looking particularly at the challenges for SMEs in that regard, is sustainability and net zero is recognised as one of those challenges. And that's kind of our broader topic today in terms of what those challenges and priorities might be for business looking ahead through to the end of the year and into 2026. So what do you think's on the horizon? What do we need to be looking out for?
I think companies now are more sustainable. They've got strategies to deliver, whether that's, you know, in terms of how they operate and the people and the sort of backbone of where they're coming from. I think the challenges, particularly for SMEs, is that it is so difficult, the Brexit impact. And of course, the huge one recently, isn't it? All your national insurance, just the cost is rising all the time. And I think, you know, SMEs have got to look at the finances, but they've also got to be able to invest in people. They've also got to be able to invest where they can in resources and look at perhaps doing things more effectively, efficiently, whether that's having your solar panels on the roof and reducing electricity or investing in people. And sometimes one of the first budgets to go is staff development and training, and it gets cut. And yet your people are the backbone of the organisation. And it's frustrating because, of course, SMEs are basically, I see SMEs a bit like spinning the plates all at the same time, trying to sort of juggle and keep them moving. They've got all various stakeholders, and yes, they've got to be responsible and sustainable as best they can, but they've got so many different challenges, shall we say. And I think this last sort of 2 years or so has got particularly difficult. And change of government, that creates uncertainty. Uncertainty, as we know, is another issue for SMEs.
There's an interesting kind of tension, if that's probably the wrong word, but I can't think of a better one, between some of the drivers around investing in green technology and the kind of the cost requirements of that. But actually, good news in terms of the rising cost or the higher cost of energy that everybody's had to absorb is it's making the investment case clearer. But I also wanted to pick up on the people side of stuff particularly, because one of the things that I hear a lot from businesses generally, but particularly SMEs, is about skill set, is about having access to employees with the right skills that are able to kind of contribute from kind of the get-go. And that hasn't gone away as an issue, despite that tendency to cut development in the short term. Is that something you've seen as well?
Yeah, I think definitely. And a lot of companies always complain, don't they, that graduates now don't have the skill sets, the transferable portfolio to move with them. I mean, here at Bradford, we're lucky, we do a lot of good stuff with our students, the live cases and the careers booster and so on. And we look very carefully and we use employability as a key strategy and a mechanism to track. I totally agree with you. And I think it takes a lot of resources to invest in people, and it takes a long-term investment. It's very longitudinal. And those people also don't necessarily want more reward in terms of monetary. They want reward in terms of flexibility or how the company treats them or what sort of intangible benefits they get. And I think that is probably because, again, young people are getting a little bit more savvy of who they want to work for, where they want to work, and SMEs are having to adjust and adapt accordingly. And we do know there's a recruitment crisis. We're struggling. Yes, we've got relatively high unemployment, but we are finding it very difficult to match the skills of the staff and the employees that we want to those businesses. So it is challenging.
If you leave university with only getting a degree, you've massively wasted the opportunity. They need to make sure they get the degree. That's hopefully a given, but it's how they enhance their CV and kind of build that and present themselves to employers. And that's what employers want to hear as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I say to all the students, be like a sponge, soak it up, take every opportunity, whether it's attending a guest speaker series or doing a live project or putting yourself forward or participating in visits to companies. Do those activities, you know, internships, year abroad placements that you feel that you will benefit from, and believe you me, you will, because it makes you more rounded as a graduate. We all know now the graduate market is very, very much saturated and companies can cherry pick who they want. So I think students have got to be quite savvy and get as much experience or diverse background that they can, and that will then help them and, of course, employability. And I think more importantly, it makes them more of an interesting person. Because you don't want a typical graduate who's just got a degree but doesn't really know about the outside world. And I think it's about giving the students the confidence to say, yes, I'll do this, I'll put myself forward, I'll volunteer, that makes those students a little bit more successful from the ones that don't do that.
Brilliant. So we've talked about some of the challenges and how we address those. What about the opportunities? What are the areas that firms should be looking to for growth and development, do you think?
Of course, the big one is everybody's hot potato is AI. And then, of course, all your digital. And again, there's ethics and issues around AI, isn't there? And that's a very controversial. So perhaps, Dave, we should have another podcast to talk about that. But I think companies have got to look at maybe working and operating more efficiently. Technology, of course, can save a lot of time and can be more efficient, but it's how we use it. It's where we use it. It's how we train up our staff to use it. So I think digital and AI, of course, it's the future. It's certainly not disappearing. It's on the spectrum for many, many years to come. But I think it's how companies do it carefully, ethically, and with values. So that's what I would say.
If we had a buzzword bingo game for the podcast, I'm sure AI would be a regular kind of occurrence on that. And it's been a theme we've come back to several kind of times. rightly, because it's the biggest business today, isn't it? It's back to thinking about it as an opportunity and not just a threat. And I think, but from the sector's perspective, the sector's sort of viewed it as a threat. And I think that's starting to shift. But certainly from a business perspective, some of the businesses that we work with regularly are seeing and looking quite creatively about how they can use AI and use technology. And as you know, we've got students in that area that are going out and working with businesses in that regard as well.
Yeah, so we've got to embrace it. As I say, it's not going to be a one-hit wonder. It's here, and it's how we apply it and how we use it, but I think also how we monitor it. And who knows what the world's going to be in 10, 20 years, but it's certainly going to be there.
I'm just cutting into the podcast to tell you a little bit about the offer that we have for businesses locally as part of the business and community engagement support. We have our Knowledge Transfer Network, that's regular networking events where you can come on campus, meet like-minded people, hear from some of our and leading industry experts. We have our Bradford Business Challenge projects, where we have students coming out and working with you and supporting the work that you do. We have our consultancy clinic, where we have students delivering on short-term small projects for businesses as well. There's also lots of ways that you can engage with and interact with our students as guest lecturers, as mentors on some of our entrepreneurship programs, and through involvement in the curriculum. And equally, from a research perspective, we can work with you on collaborative research. If you think there's something we can help with, please reach out to us at BACE, that's base BACE, at bradford.ac.uk. Thank you, and now back to the podcast. Is there anything other than AI on the agenda? That's such a pervasive issue at the moment. It's almost all-compassing. But in terms of kind of growth and development from a business perspective, what are the other things that are out there?
I think in terms of growth, I think companies need to take that long-term strategy and invest. I see investment differently to expenditure, which is your costings. And I think it's about gaining, like you just said, it's an opportunity, not necessarily a threat. So again, companies can grow through thinking outside the box, obviously new markets, maybe diversification and so on, and maybe working more collegiately. And for example, we have a lot of companies, as you do with your Help to Grow, that are just fascinating employees that you meet, but yet there's huge potential to do, expand, increase, obviously, revenue and so on. So I think it takes a certain leader to see that vision. And if you get a good leader in place, then they sit at the top, he or she, it permeates down. And there are definite opportunities to grow. I think where companies have gone to the wall, they've been inefficient because they've stayed still, they've not looked forward, they've not been proactive. And they've obviously gone to the wall because they might have sat on the laurels or not looked at problems and hit them before they were due to arise. So it's very much being forward thinking, looking out there in the whole marketplace. But it's easy for me to say that because, of course, these particular SMEs are very, very challenged and they have to compete against the big companies as well.
But that's almost back to the point that you made right at the start about culture.
Yes.
And having the right culture. I mean, when I did my MBA, Peters and Waterman In Search of Excellence was all the rage, and now criticised because if you look at the excellent so-called companies, then most of them no longer exist. But that's down to they weren't transformational. They weren't capable of responding to pressures. And again, you know, back to some of the research that I know that's going on here at Bradford, that's being looked at, isn't it? About
yes.
how firms can respond to changing and challenging yeah. business environments, not just new technology.
Absolutely, because you're absolutely right. It's agility, isn't it? It's how we adapt and it's how we move and it's how we can be flexible. And again, yes, our staff are really important, but if we're not flexible and sustainable in our operations and with our staff, then it'll fall flat on its face. So it is like a jigsaw, isn't it? All the bits do have to fit together.
Yeah. You've already mentioned Help to Grow, which is great. Love a plug for Help to Grow, as you know. I was going to ask about how we as a school can help address these challenges and kind of maximise those opportunities. So Help to Grow is one area, but there are others.
Yeah, we have lots and lots of students who are keen to do projects, dissertations, which are research-based. So our students can be used to do consultancy work for companies. They can sort out problems or issues, or they can do just general reports, investigations, etc. And I think what we don't realise is that universities have a whole wealth of experience and knowledge. And our students are great in that relatively they're free. They've got to do it as part of their curriculum. So I think using our students more within businesses and connections, we do have fantastic alumni who are also mentoring our students. And again, it's reciprocal, isn't it? We like to put students into placements. And of course, we like the companies to come to us and say, oh, can you help us? Or can we do this or whatever? So I see it as very much a two-way street, dialogue, communication, looking at the needs of businesses, how we can push them and support them. Of course, your help to grow is a key one. Apprenticeships is another area that we do offer at the University of Bradford. And again, that is on-the-job training and so on, making people more rounded, but they're getting the theory linked to practice. And of course, we have a fantastic number one in the country for value for money MBA. So that is very much more practical based, linked to your blue chips as well as SMEs and how we improve the way we think and develop both as a student but support companies.
In terms of just to get the plug in, I normally put the plug in at the end, but as we've talked about it, if you want to find out more about the student projects, you want to find out more about Help to Grow, it's all detailed on the business community engagement pages at the School of Management website. Or if you contact me direct, I'm fairly easy to find online. Or if you email us at bace@bradford.ac.uk, that's business and community engagement. That was the BACE stands for. Then we'll pick up and kind of be able to respond and kind of guide you to where we can provide the right kind of support. Brilliant. Let's talk a little bit about the sector. It's undergoing significant flux and challenges at present. It's an interesting time, therefore, to have been taken over as the new director of the school. You've had 6 months, which I'm sure is, well, I know has flown by. But what are the priorities and plans that you've got for the school as we move into the new academic year?
I think what we've got to do in the school, we've got Triple Crown, which is amazing. That's 1% of business schools globally. And that's a real accolade and a real badge. Not many universities in the UK have got that, never mind worldwide, as I say, 1%. I think my vision, of course, is to grow. But what I don't want to grow is grow for the sake of it. I want to grow those programs, for example, that we can give back more. So, for example, I want more entrepreneurship embedded within the curriculum. Those transferable skills. I want to bring back eventually a Bradford MBA. So yes, we've got an online and we've got a Dubai MBA, but it's all to do. I feel that the school should be there to upskill the community. We're a civic university, so we should be developing programs that engage with that local community. We should be having, which we do with our advisory boards, input from entrepreneurs and business leaders, men and women, to say, actually, this is what we're looking for in our students. Can you create programs that maybe are more contemporary or whatever? So I think I see my role as being more collaboration. Yes, grow. Yes, increase the brand and the name and the prestige, because we are one of the oldest business schools, management schools in the country. We're the first to get Triple Crown. So we're well established and we've got our 60th anniversary next year. We are going places. I think the problem is with the sector at the minute, it's just very challenging because, of course, government regulations with our international cohorts, etc. We should be constantly looking at reinventing new programs that are specific. We have circular economy, the AI, the digital, like you said, your entrepreneurship module. I think these are areas that we can provide better education for future students and perhaps be a bit more savvy in how we work more closely with the SMEs. Obviously, you in your role, you have a fantastic relationship with the region and the county. And I think it's about how we enhance those links. In other words, universities are big machines, but there's lots of stakeholders involved.
We're notionally podcast for the business community, but we know about half of our listeners come internationally. I suspect a lot of those are our alumni and they're using this to check in with what's going on. But that begs the question about how can those alumni and those businesses, whether they're local or international, get involved in what we're doing?
Yeah, so our alumni are absolutely brilliant. They're our secret weapon. I call them the golden bullet. So they can contact me. I'm on the website. There's email addresses. We do have a physical door as well as a digital door, so they can approach us. We do have lots of events going on, which I believe the alumni that are signed up for it get notification with the newsletters. So there's lots of different activities. Again, with your work, Dave, you've got connection regionally, but internationally, I would always say stay in contact. put your name forward. Obviously, we would love to welcome you, whether you want to contribute as a guest speaker, or if you want to work with some of our brilliant students, or if you want to help us design a new programme because the curriculum has got to be relevant for the environment today. Let's face it, it's dynamic, it's disruptive, it's digital, it's all these issues. So the world is changing fast. So I would just say, come and talk to us, send us an email or visit us.
It's great just to get that connection, isn't it? I mean, I met somebody recently who studied at the school in the 70s, believe it or not, and still speaks fondly of his time at Bradford. And we've got an MBA reunion coming up
we
in
have.
A few weeks, so I'm looking we forward have. To that as well. Thinking particularly about our new and returning students coming into the new academic year, what advice would you give them?
So I think for new students, it's a big step up, particularly if you've gone to quite a small school or sixth form college. But we have lots of inductions and supports and welcome weeks and events. I would say my advice is join in everything, and particularly sport, music, media, whatever. It's a way to meet new people. It's also a way to engage. And I think when you feel more comfortable, you're more likely to succeed because you're happier. For our returning students, I would always say attend. Lectures are crucial, tutorials. There's a strong correlation between attendance and classification of degree. And again, I think I would say to our returners, look at every opportunity that's available. Sign up for different events and activities going on. Keep your eyes and ears open. Work hard, because if you work hard, you will get what you deserve in the end. And again, the staff, we've got a huge melting pot when you're talking about people internationally. Really, really privileged. The management school's got huge cultural diversity. Get to know those tutors. And if you feel you want support or help or advice, talk to us. I think there's nothing worse than a student comes back and for whatever reason, they could have personal, health, medical, academic problems. We can't help them unless we know. And the university's got lots of interventions and mechanisms to support. I suppose the last thing is enjoy. University is an enjoyable experience if you make the most of it.
That's really important. So enjoy it and get engaged. And actually, those are mutually supportive.
Yes.
The more you're engaged, the more you'll enjoy it. Absolutely. Final question, and we've asked all of our contributors this over the series. Who's your management hero? And that can be personal or professional, the person who's inspired or influenced you in your career.
I think it has to be Harvey Jones, doesn't it? ICI. I don't know why. I think it's because ICI was such a blue chip. I'm thinking carefully, big, massive industrial-based manufacturing organisation that he had to do a huge restructuring on. Some would argue it didn't work. We had paints on one side and pharmaceuticals on the other. But it was how he used to have a think about what is not working in the organisation and how can I make it better? A bit like a sick patient, can I make them healthier? And of course, I'm showing my age because, you know, sort of 30 years ago, he had a fantastic television series and he'd be parachuted into different companies. I think it was his mindset of how companies can be more effective in what they do, not necessarily the bottom line, but what's working, what isn't. So I suppose because I probably grew up with him, I think I would probably say him.
Yeah, brilliant. I remember it was Troubleshooter, wasn't it?
It was Troubleshooter.
The TV show, much imitated in various different genres kind of since. And he's got a Bradford connection. I don't know if you knew him.
Oh, I didn't.
A Bradford connection, yeah. So he was involved way back when in the school in some capacity. And I've seen pictures of him guest lecturing and those sorts
wow.
of things. But we're talking.
I'm quite an entrepreneur because, of course, he developed books on the back of it and guest speaking at conferences and whatever. So obviously quite a charismatic man.
Thank you very much, Yvonne. Been really interesting, insightful chatting through with you. If people would like to contact you, what's the best way to do that?
Please do. So it's y.mougan, I'll spell that M-O-O-G-A-N, at bradford.ac.uk. And please, please drop me an email or come and visit me in Bright Building. We've got a gorgeous campus here, very small, but really, really beautiful. And come and say hello.
Equally, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on the university website. On social media, it's at Dave P. Spicer. It's at Brad Management if you want to follow the School of Management in that regard as well. And I've already mentioned our business community engagement email address, bace@bradford.ac.uk. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. Please leave us a 5-star review.
Of course.
Absolutely. And do subscribe. I have to say like and subscribe because that's how we'll get ourselves up the rankings. Thank you very much, Yvonne.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
If you've got a project that you'd love to get done, but you're struggling with the time and resources to do that, that's something that we can help you with. Bradford Business Challenge projects are where we get our students to do, as part of their dissertation, a piece of applied management work for a business like yourselves. Either one of our final year undergraduate or MSc students, with the support of an academic mentor, will be able to work on that project for you. There's no cost for you as a business. All we ask for you is to set up with us that project, give us a kind of outline brief that the student will go away and work into a full proposal for you, and then you'll be meeting and liaising with them and their academic advisor to get that project delivered. Because we have multiple students doing these over the course of the year, there's usually a group of students looking for any project at one time. So if that's something that you're interested in and you'd like to know more about, please reach out to us at BACE, base@bradford.ac.uk.